Gelman argues that, that in any county, the wealthier people are going to be more Republican voting. He has one line that says that. I'd like to test that out. I mean, is it true that in San Francisco, would it be the wealthier San Franciscans who are voting Republican? What do you think? I see people shaking their head. How about in Palo Alto? You think it's going to be the richest Palo Altoans who are voting Republican? Okay, I see some people are, I don't know. What I'd like to do, if I ever had time, would be to go into the precinct data. Look at how Los Altos Hills, Hillsboro, Woodside are voting. Compare those to Redwood City or other places. I haven't done that. I haven't seen anyone else who's done that either. It's really easy to get this county level data. That's no problem. If you want to go down to the precinct level, it's harder. Yes? Okay, the comment was that that Hillsboro and Atherton, very wealthy areas, voter registration, much more Republican. That fits Gelman's model perfectly. That's exactly what he would argue. So that he would say, yes, that's the pattern. And we see it here in Northern California as well as everywhere else. So it's kind of an interesting way of looking at this. Again, if anyone has views on this subject, I'd love to hear them, because it's a real interesting aspect. Yes? Transplants, yes. Well, that's something I'll be talking about in a few weeks. As people move from one area to another, a lot of opinion polling would suggest that conservative people are actually more likely to move from one area to another. We will see later on that the fastest growing counties are almost are all Republican voting counties in the country, fastest growing in percentile term, and that has to do with transplants. There's a very interesting argument by a guy named Bill Bishop. He calls it the Great Sort. The Americans are sorting themselves out by moving, wanting to move to areas to some extent where they feel comfortable, and that can include politically comfortable as well. So he'd argue we're going to see a lot more of this kind of polarization as we go on. Yes, in general, yes, the question, are wealthy people more likely to vote? Yes, that's a very definite trend. Although there are also a lot of voter registration drives to try to even that out. But there's pretty good correlation with that factor as well. Okay, well, thank you for your input. I really do appreciate it. I think I may have done enough here on this issue. Let me move on then and talk about the map again. Go back to the map. Go back to this great red and blue map. Again, accepting that as true, but then maybe not. All maps conceal, right? There's a very interesting book by a geographer named Marc Monmonier called How to Lie with Maps. One of his arguments is we're always, in a way, lying with maps because maps are showing some things, but they're leaving a lot out. And depending on the categories you choose, you can show some very different things.